Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
This is the ZABEcast, hosted by a Pop-Tart loving kid from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia. And since you probably have other, more important podcasts to waste your time on, screw those AirPods in tight and let's go.
Here we go. Thursday, April 16, 2026. Thank you for downloading. I got the Scotty boys, Brian Butch and Armin Sarian, coming by today on the podcast. Going to be fun to connect with those guys. I miss them dearly. And there's a lot of shit going on at Wisconsin. They've got the top three jobs open right now. The head of the university's entire system in the state, because there's more than just Madison. The chancellor of UW-Madison and the athletic director. So those are all good jobs. I'd fire in for one of those jobs if I thought I could get one, because I bet they pay well and have good benefits. But they just wiped out everybody. We'll talk to Armin as well about his pool culture experience at New York, New York in Las Vegas. Before we get to them, though, two big items news-wise on a Wednesday. Item number one, the Commanders unveil their new old uniform schemes honoring the Super Bowl era Washington Redskins unis. They wore them as throwbacks last year, and by throwbacks, that did not include the iconic Blackie Wetzel-designed Indian head logo on the helmet, which was the core of the identity of the Washington Redskins. A Native American by the name of Blackie Wetzel designed it based on a genuine Native American nicknamed Two Guns White Calf. And anybody who is not hopelessly woke can look at that logo and that image and see a dignified, rich portrait of a genuine Native American. But of course, those who are all into the, oh, this is exploitive, this is unfair, my heritage is not your mascot, they're the ones who object. Now, the new retro uniforms include a black alternate that has a new alternate primary mark, and that is it's the same taco holder W, as I call the W, but with an arrow through it, a spear through it, straight line, and not very fancy at all. In fact, I would argue the logo itself is so simple, it looks like I could have made it with a little bit of time on Pixelmator Pro on my laptop here. It's fine. It's not great. It's moving the needle a little bit further back to something that could be appealing. I wouldn't be shocked if maybe in the years to come they try to alter their primary mark, which is just the W taco holder, into the one with the spear through it. But people are now picking apart the fact that the way the spear goes through the W is impossible based on a three-dimensional understanding of, okay, what if you were to try to shoot a spear through a W that is like a taco holder? People, you gotta log off just a bit and don't nitpick. It's a good, clean look because the old Commander's uniform suite had so many different variants of pants, of jerseys, of helmets. I want to say there was almost like five different uniform combos, and it was too much going on. the lettering would have little micro patterning inside the numbers and the letters. And why, you know, up close, you can go, oh, that's kind of cool. Look at that. There's like a pebbled pattern of the color inside the number. Looking at it from afar, it just didn't look good at all. And so the new uniforms are basic, like they were in the 80s, in the Super Bowl era, with the combinations that people love, the white jersey on top of the burgundy or brick pants, a ketchup on mustard combo with the yellow pants, and then the alt is a black that looks kind of dark grayish that, again, I'm not wild about it because the old Redskins never had an alternate that was all black, but as far as alternates go for what is essentially an expansion franchise now, it's not bad. But the net is this. Many people believe, I mean, most people believe that the old name, the old logo is never coming back. You're probably right. But you never quite know how the tides of time and public opinion can turn and shift. I would not rule it out that someday, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years from now, they might say, you know what? There's no reason we can't go back to being the Redskins. I wouldn't wait for it. I wouldn't hold your breath for it. I'm just saying I would not rule it out. Now, the good thing is, between now and maybe that day, what you're doing as a franchise and what the Harris Group is doing is that they are acquiring ground. And it's good to advance and acquire ground and territory and hold it. And so now you've got the uniforms kind of surrounding the old name and logo in the foothills. You've captured a lot of ground and you're there. And they're going to camp there. And they're going to live there. They're going to play games and seasons there. And then they'll keep an eye on things. We'll just see. I don't know. But it was a pretty good rebrand, or shall I say, it's not a rebrand per se. Oh, the one other thing was the name Commanders does not appear anywhere on the uniforms. None of the versions say Commanders. That's interesting. They're doing the best they can to erase the absolute debacle that was Danny's last act. All right, so you getting any gear? That's all we want to know. The spear through the helmet, or the spear through the W hat in alt black, I could see getting one of those hats. I know. I could see getting one of those. It just feels better than just the two-dimensional W. But we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. Winning games would be a, you know, positive as well. And they're going to have a big pick coming up at 7. 1 week from today, as a matter of fact. Today is Thursday as you listen to the Zabecast. And we got the draft coming up in the NFL. And boy, it's going to be a typical NFL draft, which people get way into. They have firm opinions about this guy and that guy. And you're not going to know anything until you see these guys play in a year. And you might not know anything after a full year. It might take 2 years. So that's big story number one. Big story number two is that it looks like the LIV Tour is circling the drain. Report from Ryan French, who runs a Twitter account that tracks Monday qualifying on the PGA Tour. He's been out there for several years now. Really, he found a niche that is a super narrow, nerdy niche, which was to go and report on the Monday qualifying tournaments city to city that would allow one or two guys entry to that week's tour event. It's a vestige from back when many tour pros would have to, quote, Monday qualify. They would hold a local tournament wherever the PGA Tour would stop, and regular tour pros who didn't have exempt status would have to play their way into that week's tournament to then play good enough to make the cut so they could then make some money. And it was not nearly as much money. Well, Ryan French, who runs Monday Q, on Twitter. I think it's A Case of the Golf One is the actual handle. He reported last night, my sources tell me that a bombshell announcement is coming from the LIV Tour on Wednesday. And many people started buzzing. He got attacked by a lot of people. Some of them, I'm sure, were actually LIV bots that have been unleashed on golf fans during this whole four-year diversionary fantasy life of, we're going to create another tour. It's going to be louder. Golf, only louder. Boomboxes and shorts, that's what the people want. Oh, and shotgun starts. Oh, and team golf on top of regular golf. Nobody wanted it. The Saudis are trying to find somewhere to wash their money, and they have, well, they've washed a lot of it right down the drain. I mean, billions of dollars. I forget what the actual estimate is now. It's, I think, easily over $3 billion. Now, $3 billion is nothing to the Saudis. But the reason that they may be ready to pull the plug, and we'll see what happens on Thursday. I taped this on a Wednesday night. It's a fast-developing story with statements back and forth. Scott O'Neill, the current CEO of LIV, says, nope, we're going to continue the season full steam ahead, quote-unquote, and saying the LIV Tour is funded through the end of the year. Okay. Some of the players, according to reports, are not happy they haven't been paid quarter one bonuses that they were promised. Some vendors for the LIV Tour say they've been stiffed on bills. So it's very tenuous right now. I would argue that anyone thinking that they're going to shrug this off and go, oh, fake news, come on, we're doing great, and then they continue beyond the end of this year, I think that's extremely slim. Because once reports are out that they are considering pulling the plug on the league, well, once you're considering it, you're basically done. It's like thinking about breaking up with your girlfriend. Once you think about it, you're pretty much already broken up. Losing Brooks Koepka and Patrick Reed were two big blows. They've added nobody of significance since John Rahm. There's no traction on the TV front in terms of viewership. They've plucked a few sponsors here and there along the way. It's just, it was a league that was doomed, or a tour that was doomed from the start, because the premise was dumb. We're going to disrupt the PGA Tour. We're going to make it better, bigger, louder. Hey, kids. Hey, young people. This is what you want. You love the Ryder Cup? We're going to have that every week with the Range Goats versus the Cliques. The fuck you are. That is not the dynamic of team golf that makes people attracted to the Ryder Cup. But they tried it. One of these podcasts I'll have to do a brief history of other rival upstart leagues and what happened to them. It's been in my lifetime, I can't think of a single rival or upstart or disruptor league in any sport that has actually succeeded. Some of them have knocked the existing structure off course for a bit and caused some financial bleeding. I think IRL, which challenged IndyCar, definitely took that sport in a crazy wrong direction, but it didn't kill the sport. And I don't know if IRL is still around. It's a hard thing to do. Once a league gets established and they control venues and whatnot, how are you going to knock them off? It's going to be hard. Even with an unlimited budget, looks like the LIV Tour is about to find the limits of His Excellency Yasir Al-Rumayyan, who is the head of the PIF, the Prince's Investment Fund, PIF. It's the money arm of the Saudis. NBA playoffs. Last night, play-in game between Charlotte and Miami. Charlotte wins in a taut game in overtime. LaMelo Ball went off, but he also made some of the dumbest shots and dumbest plays you've ever seen. And he also tripped Bam Adebayo as he was falling backwards, purposely reaching up to grab his heel and swipe at it. Adebayo fell hard on his back and his coccyx bone and did not return after the injury. Because of the win, Charlotte gets to play one more time to try to get into the playoffs. Miami is out. Spoelstra not happy about it afterwards. NBA currently investigating LaMelo Ball and the trip as to whether he should be suspended. I think he absolutely should. It was a totally dirty play. And you're not fooling anybody. Yeah, you went to trip him on purpose. Now, the flip side is, if you watch the game, or if you saw any part of the atmosphere there in Charlotte, my former city I lived in from 96 to 99, and I loved living in Charlotte. I'd live there again in a heartbeat. I think it's a perfect-sized city. I think the weather profile is great. You get a little tiny kiss of winter, just a, that's it. Spring comes super early. Fall lasts forever. The golf is plentiful. It's 2 hours down to the beaches. It's 2 hours up to the mountains. It's 4 hours up to D.C., same down to Atlanta. They do have a major airport. I know some people gripe about it. It's not the best, per se. It's got pro sports teams. But anyway, that city has not had a playoff NBA team since 2016, and 10 years later, they were hungry to be back even just in a play-in game in which if they didn't win, they were out right away. It was a great atmosphere. It was cool to see. And so while the argument of why do we do this play-in tournament, you know these scrub teams that are, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, they're not fucking winning the NBA title. They're not even going to the NBA finals. It's just not going to happen. Although there was once an 8 seed that did make it. Miami as a play-in team made the NBA finals. For the most part, we know these bottom feeder teams are not going to make it. So why play the games? Well, in the cities who have teams that want some playoff action in the NBA, it's still kind of a big deal. Tonight, we got Sixers and Magic going on in yet another play-in game, and we'll see how it all turns out. By the way, LaMelo Ball, bro, the tattoos, wow. Like, so many. All over the place. All up your neck. You got the red. You got the black. I mean, slow down, young man. Well, you know what? At this point, who cares? There's no space left for you on your body anyway. All right, let's take a quick break. As always, this podcast is powered by, and I'm proud to announce, a renewing sponsorship with MyBookie. MyBookie.com, MyBookieAG, can be your place, should be your place to wager safely and responsibly on anything in the world of sports and beyond. They've been at it for longer than all these other newbies and these Johnny-come-latelys. If you want a reliable place to get some sweet action, know that you are going to get paid, which is a big deal, MyBookie.AG, MyBookie.com, two different, you know, sort of websites. It goes to the same thing. I don't know how that works, by the way. MyBookie.AG. But you can also, .com directs you there as well. Okay? Yeah, it just redirects you there. And get some sweet action down. We're very proud to be partnered yet again with MyBookie.com as the official betting partner of the Zabecast. Quick break. When we come back, Armin Butchie, my Wisconsin boys, join us next. You are listening to the Zabecast. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results. Expert support. Lose more weight. Make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
Had a couple brain farts here.
Well, you know what? You know what my father always said, but a poor excuse is better than none. So at least Armin has that. Hey, show us on camera the new Maono microphone, $89 in the TikTok shop.
There it is.
Purchased and had sent to you for superior audio quality. Tap it so we make sure it's coming through the mic.
I don't think it... is it working?
It's not working.
Of course not.
I think I... Hold on. I'm working on some stuff here, and let
Although your audio sounds pretty good, and Riverside FM is going to clean it up real nice. Are you on your phone right now?
No, I'm on my laptop. That's another thing you're going to joke with me about. You told me off air that you hope I'm better than some people at technology, and I can assure you I'm not.
Josh, I said you're smart. You went to Marquette. You can figure this stuff out. You just choose not to. I said, surely you're smarter than Josh, and he knows all about this stuff.
Well, when I went to Marquette...
That's both motivation for you and dig at my boy, Josh, all wrapped up into one, right, Butchie? That's how I do it.
Yes, but how in the hell do you not know how to figure this out?
I will get better. I went out.
I got a new webcam. Brand new one. Now it's 1080, all the above, whatever you not got there. I'm like, the mic's all situated. I'm ready to rock and roll. Like, how do you not have this figured out, Armin?
I had a brain fart, and I was so focused on getting it working, I didn't think I needed headphones. I don't have headphones on.
You have no headphones in your house. Not a single pair of headphones in your house.
I do have one pair of wireless, but I don't know if they'd work.
Wireless would work, but I don't have. Do I have headphones?
So it's working without for you with your mic and everything?
Yeah.
So on your laptop, which is a company-issued piece of shit PC.
No, this is my own personal laptop that I bought at Milwaukee PC.
Okay, it's your own personal PC. Does it have a USB-C port?
Yes.
Okay, so that Milano mic should plug into it. And then you just have to set the settings on your browser to route the audio from your, laptop into the mic. There's a drop-down menu.
You can even do that through Riverside. Just click on the mic that is the new mic. Right.
I got that to work, but what I ran into was that I needed headphones because it cancels out the noise. Is that right?
You should also be able to route the audio through your laptop speaker and still have the mic be active. But again, that requires growing
settings. That's the next step of my education here.
Okay, well.
Listen. All right. There's only so much of your bull, you know what, that I'm going to allow. This is not difficult. If I can figure this out, if I can run my own YouTube channel, if I can figure out how to put out shorts, if I can figure this out, there's no reason that you can't. The problem is there's not a want right now from you, Armin.
There's not a want. Trust me.
Okay?
No, that's not true.
There's a want for Butchie's Den to be successful. There's a want to be monetized for Butchie's Den. By the way, TikTok is taking off on a whole nother level.
Like, good.
There's stuff jumping. But there's a want, Armin. There's not a want from you right now.
Okay. I'll let you speak. That's fine. First of all, I want to say a few things. The first thing is I do have a want to do this. Trust me, I'm very frustrated that I haven't been able to do this successfully today. There is a want on my part.
Okay.
Now, maybe there's got to be more of a want. I understand that, but there is a want on my part. I can assure you that. It's not for a lack of wanting. It's just I need to dedicate some more time to it. B, I'm very proud of your work on Butchie's Den. I think you're doing a great job. I like the way you're putting the content out. You mentioned TikTok, the shorts. That's the key there, Butch, because whenever I'm thinking something that might be happening with Wisconsin basketball, boom, because yep. I'm a subscriber. I got the alerts. There's an alert from Butch. He's walking into, it could be the grocery store, but you say, hey, John Blackwell this, or, you know, Austin Rapp this. So I want you to say, I'm going to compliment you that you did a good job, even though you ripped on me a little bit. That yeah, being said,
motivation.
I have thought about that. I said, wow, if Butchie can figure this out. But don't you have like a little help too?
Oh, I got people. I've sprinkled the infield with everything. Oh. You got to know how to help here, what to do here, how to play this.
He's still directing it, Armin. He's still generating the stuff. Brian Butch is going to become the number one source online for all things Wisconsin basketball.
Yes.
And to a larger extent, the University of Wisconsin, because he's an alum and he now works for them in their NIL department. Right, Butchie? Mazel mazel on the new deal.
Kind of. We're working through some stuff. But, yeah, there's some stuff in the world. Yeah, there's some stuff. There not through the university, though. Okay.
Is there a want-to on your part for that, Butch?
For what?
To whatever. Be the number one source for all things Wisconsin basketball?
Yeah,
why wouldn't you want to be that guy?
Yeah. Well, that's a for sure. We're going to be all things, though. I'm gonna. By the way, I just got a notification. I think I'm going to Wrigley this year. First time I've been to Wrigley. I think I'm going to Wrigley on May 19th. There's going to be some content there. I'm going to go shoot some guns at Vortex. I'm going to go in a race car at Elkhart Lake. We're going to put me in a race car and go race.
Cram your 7-foot dumb clown shoe ass in a race car. No way.
Oh, we're going to make it happen.
Your knees will be all flying out.
Wait a minute. Are you like going to go on a media tour or something? Why are you doing all these funny things? Are you going to like a press tour?
Make it content. Yeah.
No, I know why. I'm saying, how did you get the opportunity to do all the, or maybe you're just giving yourself the opportunity?
No, because I'm grinding. I want this. I want this.
I know. Butch,
and you know
I love
learned
that.
It from? I learned it from Zay. Like, this isn't going to happen. You got to find a way to put this all together. It's a constant, it's a 24/7 job.
Yes. I'm absorbing these lessons. Job. I'm absorbing all these lessons. Well, yes. Good. But you know, I haven't lasted this long by accident.
I'm not saying that. Okay. I agree.
But here's the thing. You've lasted a long time, but the landscape is changing, and giant fissures are opening up in the landscape, and they will swallow people whole in the business if they're not alert and aware to get on higher ground. And the reason that I'm a bit of a hard ass on you, Armin, is that I believe you and Billy and Drew do the show on 920 still.
Yes,
you and Billy are the two most knowledgeable, passionate, and funny and likable sports fans and media people in the entire market.
Yes.
And you two should be 1-2 in that market. And, you know, I want you to get a little bit of ego. You're so humble. That's a wonderful thing to be humble like you are. But I want a little more ego from you. Because you have things to say. You have absolute passion and theories and concepts. And when you get into it, you get going at a million miles a minute. But it takes cornering you at a get-together like Zay Vegas to get that out of you.
No, I hear you.
Put you out as content.
Yeah. All right. The focus will be there.
Anyway, but learn how to plug in a USB-C mic and fiddle with the settings, okay?
Well, first of all, they don't
know that.
Okay. First of all, they don't know how to make good directions either. At these places, they don't know what they're doing with these user manuals.
Well, you got to figure it out.
What am I, Ty Magnum? What's that?
You got to hunt. You got to peck. You got to mess with settings. You have to intuitively go, okay, what are we doing?
It's all made in China anyways. That's half the problem.
Well, and this might sound like an excuse, but it's not. It's a reason. I don't always have all the time right now in the world for all that. You know?
Yeah, well, Steve Jobs had 24 hours in a day, just like you and me.
I haven't watched any.
Elon Musk has 24 hours in a day, just like you and me. Time.
Well, maybe when Netflix brings out the Untold documentary on him, I'll watch.
All right.
We had to go to the park today because we had to fit it in before the rain because it's the weather here has been crazy. You want to talk about a want to? Mark Baden's been on his feet for 3 hours. Pitching content on air, keeping
Baden
people safe.
Baden and Sampier are tap to tap to tap, tap to tap to tap. They are dealing with lots of extreme
weather. He's doing so good. He's been on air. He's doing so good with these storms down here.
Yeah.
Telling DOT to cover up certain highways because I don't like seeing this. He goes, that's a scud cloud. That's not a tornado. I know exactly what. I mean, he is just so knowledgeable. You need local meteorologists in your market. That's all I'm going to say.
We got three big things. three big things to talk to. One is what's going on in Wisconsin. Number two is Giannis and the Shams angle. I know you've got some passionate takes on that, Armin. And the third thing is pool culture. I want to hear about you in Vegas. Okay. Butchie, as I understand it, system-wide university president, the chancellor job at UW-Madison, and the athletic director job, all open right now. As I joked to somebody, I'm like, you ought to fire in a resume or two. I think those are good jobs.
It is pretty crazy that all three are open. When you look at it, they're all really good jobs. I think when you look at just in general how it plays out, what's at stake, like, it's really important. But everybody wants to jump on McIntosh and say how bad of a job he's done.
Chris McIntosh is the AD.
AD.
Who has taken a job with the Big Ten Conference.
Yeah. And I think part of this is, like, that I look at it is basketball's in a good spot. Men's hockey's in a good spot. Women's hockey's in a good spot. Volleyball's in a good spot. Like, yep.
There's a lot of great stuff going on there.
But you judge by football.
Right. It's just in everything but football. And football is the big sugar daddy that drives everything.
90%. 90% of the athletic department's funded by football.
Yeah, and I mean, you have to have your football team be good.
That's the number I've got.
Wow. And
really quick, I'll let you go, Butch, but 24-25, football made the university $72 million, men's basketball $7.4 million. All other sports combined, men and women, lost $75 million.
Oh, yeah. No, the other ones are lost leaders for sure. Now, you want to be good in them. Very proud of the women's hockey team and the men who came right to the mountaintop. God damn, almost.
And that's still very important at Wisconsin. Very important.
I mean, it is important, but these are boutique things. To make rent, Butchie, you got to have football be good. And so McIntosh, who took over for the great Barry Alvarez, who resurrected, who dragged the program up from the literal bottom of the ocean, out of the mud and the silt, like the Titanic, dragged it out himself, force of nature, Barry fucking Alvarez, hands it over to Chris McIntosh, who was a football player back in the day at Wisconsin, well-liked. When the hire was made, it was like everyone seemed to like him, but he didn't handle the football thing right, I don't think.
Well, no, question mark. Did he not? Well, what did he handle right there?
Well, people say that, you know, they got rid of Crist in a bit of a knee-jerk move.
Okay.
And they forgot their identity, which is we're running back you. We are running back you. We run it.
But I don't know if that. So this is my thing. Like, and there's things that Chris should have done better, right? Like, I mean, they're just any time. Like, there is. I think, you know, one of the things Chris did was really, you know, at times connect with Tony Petitti, who's the commissioner there and of the Big Ten, and try to help, you know, plan out the landscape. Well, I think he did a really good job of that. Well, look at it, and it ends up in a job for him, which means he had to rely on other people at Wisconsin for different things. But to me, I go back to this. Everybody would have made the Luke Fickell hire when he made the hire.
Understood. Although they passed on Jim Leonard,
so that was where people got a little upset there.
Who everyone thought was destined to be the coach. And you're right. The Fickell hire was, holy shit, I can't believe Wisconsin landed.
Yeah. Correct.
Props. That's what I'd say, yeah. I mean, I think everyone would have been happy with Fickell, but some would have picked the hometown guy. But that's process versus results. You're saying the process was good even though the results weren't. So you can't judge the results. You have to judge process.
Well, right? The end, you get judged by results, though.
But that's the problem.
I get that, but...
Fickell came in with Phil Longo and said, we're going to pass the ball.
That's the mistake. Yeah. Like, to me, that was the mistake in general. Air raid, right? We had Fickell on the morning shows. And we were trying to figure out what in the world is air raid and why are you doing air raid? Well, he's back to now not air raid. He's back to kind of figuring it out. And so it'll be interesting to see how this year plays out. Like, you got to give him a benefit of the doubt. But to me, there's things that Chris could have done better. What he could have done better is got out in front of NIL a little bit more. Now, does the president align with where the NIL side of this is? Does all of that needs to happen? Well,
they need to get it in order because goddamn football's getting super expensive. these battleship programs,
Michigan,
Ohio State,
and it's not stopping.
Alabama, et cetera. We're talking $50 million football payrolls now.
Correct.
And little things are getting more expensive that people aren't thinking about. Travel's more expensive for the programs now because they have to travel to the West Coast. Charters to the West Coast multiple times are more expensive than charters to Bloomington.
And have you seen price of oil through the Strait of Hormuz? Oh, my God.
These are little things people don't think about that, yes, getting in the Big Ten helps you, a bigger, stronger right. Big Ten, but it also will strain the budget in different ways. Okay,
but there's no reason why Wisconsin can't be Indiana, right? Unless you don't have the money donors that Indiana has.
The money.
Like
the
Cuban
money.
And others. But I've been told reliably, boys, that there are billionaires that can write checks to Wisconsin if they want to. That are
well, but maybe Butch knows more about that than me. But I don't.
There's a couple names I've forgotten the names, and they're like, no, this dude has money. Like there's hedge fund guys that went to Wisconsin that have billions of dollars that could stroke checks.
But there's a lot of people with money that are donating to programs that still aren't winning. So it still has to be a confluence of events: money plus quality evaluation, coaching, and talent.
Right, but right? if you're not close in the money, you're dead.
You're not. Yeah, correct. I mean, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Basketball is doing great. I feel bad that it ended so badly. Butchie, have we talked since the exit? I don't think we have. Since
I thought we did.
Johnston and fucking High Point did them.
Yeah, I thought we did. If we didn't,
you talked about it with them. Well, sure, a lot of people, just not with me.
Just because you lose in the tournament doesn't mean the season's a failure. Like, and now people are going to say that, but like, that's also why I have a love-hate relationship with Mark.
You lose in the first round as a five seed again. It kind of puts a stink of failure on the season. It's all conditional. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's all conditional based on what the expectations were, your seed and who you were playing.
Well, it hurts. It also hurts there weren't a lot of upsets. So that was the one everyone was focused on.
That was the one.
If Lehigh pulled off Duke, I mean, they wouldn't care. No, man.
There were some really good buzzer beaters. Did you like One Shining Moment, Armin? Did you stay up late enough to watch it, or are you already in bed because you got to be in the station at 4:30?
No, I was on vacation, and part of the problem was I had to take out my binoculars to look at it at the MGM New York, New York sports book.
Is the New York, New York sports book trash and in need of a complete overhaul?
A Red Roof Inn has better TVs, but if you think
that, hold up, you were back. Weren't you just in Vegas 2 weeks prior to that?
Yes.
Didn't you ever hear when Kanye said, "When I get the credit card back activated, I'm back to Vegas"? No, Laura and I had our vacation planned for months, like 4 or 5 months already before the Zay Vegas thing ended up. So it was just a confluence of events. But I was there, Butch, when the Badgers took down North Dakota in the semi.
I saw actually that was pretty. It was kind of, you know what, my buddy was sitting right below by the ESPN analyst. So I got a little, you know, into it. It was fun. Men's hockey was fun to watch. There's no question about it.
All right. Well, let's hope the football program gets their shit together because I want all you guys to thrive out there.
Are you coming to the Notre Dame game at Lambeau?
Not scheduled to. What's the date?
Sometime in August.
You got tickets, NIL, over there? You got tickets?
It's an August game?
It's early in the season. I'm looking up right now.
Didn't they reschedule that from, like, the COVID year? Didn't they kick that can down the road? Wasn't that supposed to be a while ago?
Yeah. In 2 years, you're going to Ireland with them?
Oh, that'd be great.
Tim
Scott says, get your passports ready that we're going to go as the official flagship of the Badgers.
We got Lena a passport. My daughter's got a passport now.
That's good.
You know, we were rumored to go to England.
September 6th, that is.
We were rumored to go to England with the Packers as the rights holders. We were rumored to go to Vegas for the draft as rights holders. We were rumored to go to Brazil as rights holders. What do we get? We got a week in that shitty house at the draft.
No, we went to the Super Bowl.
We went to the Super Bowl. Right. They flew us to New Orleans, and that was fun. And now the way it turned out, I regret, Butchie, not running up the per diem even more egregiously.
Sure. The fact that you guys believed that you were going anywhere had which was cracking me up, though. I'm sitting Tim back here saying,
he goes,
there's
get
no
your
way.
Passports ready.
Yeah, that's fine. People tell you guys a lot of things. There ain't no way that was ever going to happen.
I remember that.
Armin, we were doing the show together. Now I knew. I said, Armin, there's no way they're going.
I usually
called all giddy. We're going to London. We're going to London. And I'm like, Armin, don't get worked up. They're not going to London, dude. It's not happening.
That's why in life I like to underpromise, overdeliver. But
like your mic.
Right. But I will say this. Talking about that, I do wish we got at least a group picture.
Like, that would have been nice, right?
We don't have a Sandlot picture, man.
We don't have a Sandlot picture.
That hurts me so bad.
Right. At the peak of the station, we should have had a whole group photo. Somebody should have said, hey, we need to get together here to commemorate this, because it really was a great 6 years. I loved being up there and working with you guys, and I regret none of it. Other than the fact it ended, I regret that it ended. But yeah. I understand that some of the executives in charge are now out. So, you know, tough deal, obviously. Didn't work out. They just didn't have the heart to run cattle. But, you know, running cattle, it's a hard business.
It's a hard job.
And if they decide we ain't running cattle anymore, we're going to grow soybeans, that's their choice. It's their farm, you know?
And I'll say this, like, I ain't mad. I'm not mad at anybody. Like, would I still like to be doing it? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But business is business. It is kind of what it is.
Can't be mad about it. Okay.
No.
All right. Next topic, Giannis.
Armin,
you and I got into it on Twitter about Giannis and the way he was agitating.
I don't mind sparring, yeah.
I know you don't. My God. You and Josh are hopeless homers at this point, okay? The guy is just being a diva at this point. The fact that he wanted to be Johnny Hardo and play in the final week of the season for no fucking reason.
No. The reason was, and I called this about 6 weeks prior to it, he wanted to play with his brothers.
Yeah.
He wanted to set NBA history.
And what's wrong with that? Guy likes to play? That's the worst thing we can say about a guy. Of all the divas in this league that have been in this league and that we used to love, we used to celebrate guys wanting to play. Okay. Giannis wanted to play. And a guy like that wants to play, and you're going to say no. That's you can do
wanting
that.
To play have to, for the wrong reasons at the possible detriment
doesn't
of
matter
the long-term franchise.
It doesn't matter why to me.
Let's say Giannis breaks his Achilles.
It doesn't matter why.
Ruptures it.
Right.
You can do that anytime, Butch.
Oh,
that's why you don't play. You don't play. You just proved our point.
It's worth the risk to let him do it if you want to keep the relationship. If you don't, that's fine. But that's also a choice you're making, is to say we're just not going to keep a relationship with him.
You can go and hire a guy he wants right now. And by the way, there's 200.
You think he deserved nothing after all he did? You think
he can go hire the new coach right now?
Will he sign the extension too? I don't know.
Nobody else can offer him in October. Nobody else can offer him $275, Armin. He's run away from $275? He's not.
I hope he stays. I hope he plays.
He ain't staying.
Good. I hope he does.
I'm
not going to be loyal to Jimmy Haslam over Giannis. Smoldering. Never in my life will I be loyal to Jimmy Haslam or a suit over Giannis.
I'm not asking you to swear loyalty.
Yeah. I'm asking to be reasonable, Armin, to go, hey, the organization did everything for him, okay? They made sure to make him happy. They paid him. When he wanted to get rid of Adrian Griffin, they did. When, you know, he wanted his brother on the team at an exorbitant rate when he was nothing more than a human victory cigar at the end of the game.
Wasn't exorbitant.
Well, anything more than the minimum.
It's barely the minimum.
Well, it's a couple million minimum. Dollars.
They could have developed something that actually could help them.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Every summer when he wanted to go play for Greece in those dipshit World Basketball Classics and finish sixth and risk injury, the team was like, we don't love this, but okay. And he's getting undercut on dunks, falling on his back. And the team just said, okay, fine.
That's how he played.
The only thing the team was asking him was, hey, sit down in this loss season and let's get to the offseason all healthy and we'll figure it out together, Giannis. We'll figure out where do you want to be. If you really want to stay here for a little bit more money, sure, we'll have you and we'll do our best to fix the team, but it's coming up right
Armin,
now. And
Armin,
otherwise, we'll sit down and we'll say, where do you want to go? We'll trade you there, but we can't trade you in a fucking walking boot. So you're not playing. It was the tiniest of asks. And not
okay,
only
there's that,
he then tattled on the team and got the league involved.
Yeah, because I think asking to play one or two games is also the tiniest of asks. I don't think it's
Armin,
a big deal.
Armin,
no
you are
different.
Okay. Armin,
it's no different
Armin,
than
you're
Jordan.
Okay.
It's
Armin,
no different than Jordan wanting to play with a broken foot. And
stop,
they made a whole 10-part documentary about Jordan. They made a whole 10-part documentary about how great he was because he wanted to He wanted to reject the management's wishes to keep his broken foot in 86 or 84, whatever year that was. But it's okay for Jordan, but not for Giannis.
Armin, did Jordan tattletale on his team?
Are you kidding me? Have you read Jordan rules? Read the book. Read the book.
What? You didn't answer the question. Did Jordan tattletale?
Yes.
Jordan called the league office and said, they won't let me play. Do an investigation. He set an investigation on his own.
He retired when he wanted. They let him play baseball when he wasn't belonging. You know, this idea that they shouldn't have done things for Giannis, that's how it goes with great players.
No. I never said that now. I never said they shouldn't do things.
The guy said, I'm healthy and want to play. That's the least you can give a player, any competitor. You're a competitor.
You put a dog attack on the team, Armin.
But you're
cheating me right now. Come investigate us.
The least you can do is let a guy play. I mean, if you're a competitor, he wants to represent his team. That's the least you can do. Brett Favre was starting games in a 4-12 season. No one said, oh, he might hurt. He's the Iron Man. He's the Iron Man. We're going to let his streak be alive. This double standard is absurd. It's absurd to me.
All right, let's deal with the situation at hand. Butchie,
he was healthy enough to go out. Yeah, whatever.
The only way to try to get the roster out of the doldrums it's in is to trade Giannis in the offseason for whatever he can get, and it's not going to be nearly as much as you could have got a year ago. They kind of missed the prime off-ramp for Giannis, just like the Packers missed the prime off-ramp for Rodgers. Rodgers could have gone to Denver a year earlier for a whole shitload of firsts. They missed it, but I understand why they missed it, because the appetite to do it, you just couldn't, right? It didn't feel right. Same thing with Giannis. So now you got to trade him. Keeping him, I think, would be insane. Like, how are you going to fix the roster, Butchie, around what is left?
So you don't have to trade him.
No?
Like, this is the thing. You don't. Like, if he comes back, if you fix this and you fix this relationship, you don't have to trade him.
Who's the best number two on the team?
Well, that's what you have to get some work on. You have KPJ, Kevin Porter Jr. I am not a huge Kevin Porter Jr. fan. I don't love his game. I think he's a good player. You can get something there. You should have up the appetite one is the Bobby Portis thing. That should have happened a long ass time ago.
Yeah.
Like, but don't worry, he's a Milwaukee guy. He's 414 guy. He's look at him. He's our spokesman. Like, talk about how he played the city of Milwaukee so bad for them to buy into that. Like, Bobby Portis knew exactly what he was doing. By the way, I'm going to be the fan playing. Favorite,
and
I'm
going to suck this out to get some
more money from this city. Yeah. And I'm going to. What, Armin?
He loved Milwaukee. He likes Milwaukee and liked playing here. And people around here embrace that.
He likes that paycheck, Armin.
So
don't kid yourself.
But he's not getting that. He'd get that paycheck other places. He'd get a mid-level exception or whatever.
Armin, they tried to trade him last year. Nobody wanted him.
Exactly. So what's your point? So you're going to rip on the guy because he likes being in Milwaukee?
Not ripping on the guy. I'm just saying, but stop, man.
Why do people in sports, fans, love building up heroes and then ripping them down? They love making their own guys in the villains. I'm not doing that.
I never built them up.
All right.
He was a good player for the Bucks for a while. Very important.
All right. Well, look, the new coach, whoever it's going to be, Doc is not officially out, right? It's just rumor.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
It's official.
Okay. Yeah. He's departed.
It was 20 minutes after the last game.
I didn't know if that was a report or it's official. No, so what a boondoggle that was. I mean, from the moment he was hired, anyone with a brain is like, he's not into this, and he's not.
That I agree with.
He's not as good as everyone thinks. How about some of the reporting about him telling the team, Google my record, to which some people say, that's the last thing you want, because you'll see a bunch of 3-1 blown leads.
I agree with you there.
And that's Cam Thomas, who tried to get his shot and didn't work out. And
yeah, but so then why don't we hold Jimmy Haslam responsible? He's the one that wanted him, wasn't it?
Here's the thing.
And I'll leave you with this, too, on the way. I put this out there. And by the way, how is Kelsey and Taylor doing? How are they doing, Zay?
Good.
Butchie, you were right in that you said this is going all the way. It's a love story. Tell your dad and pick out a white dress.
It's
the real deal. And you said they're going to make babies. We'll see about the babies thing.
But the rumor is
Lars. This is what I'll say.
Oh, go ahead, Butch.
As Haslam, I think Haslam's going to buy the team out. I don't think he wants to share. I think he's going to buy out all the other two. I think that's going to be his here very, very, very soon.
Wow. Which he bought Lazry out. Eden is still there. Okay. Jimmy Haslam's the worst. He has run the Browns horribly ever since he took over. He is arguably a criminal for the way he tried to steal rebates from truckers as owner of the Flying J truck stops. I read the whole indictment about what he did. He's a bad guy. And as soon as he bought half the team, I'm like, oh boy, here we go.
Right. So why is he the guy everyone's defending over Giannis? That's what I can't. Talking about him.
It's not defending. It's just what's the most prudent thing. The season's circling the drain. You want to be able to trade him. For God's sakes, just get him to the offseason clean and healthy.
We'll do you think Jimmy Haslam is the one saying don't play him?
Armin's holding up his phone showing the celebration.
Armin, do you think Jimmy Haslam's the one not playing him?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway. You know, what's funny is here in Washington now where I am, the Wizards think they got something going on with Anthony Davis.
And Davis goes, you know what? We got to have a meeting. What's the plan to win?
I know the plan.
Giannis, you're playing.
Yeah, right. I'm like, you're the plan, you dick.
Hey, now there's a guy that doesn't play.
And I read that. And I said, Zane, that is such a disaster.
Sorry. You know what? Why did the Wizards trade for him and not play? That is a weird thing, too.
Well, they didn't because they were in full tank mode, and it was tank accomplished. They finished with the worst record in the NBA. I'm going to bet you any amount of money they don't get the 1-1, though. That's for sure. Butchie, who would be your 1-1? DeBansta, Peterson, Boozer.
There's no Victor Wembe this year.
Somebody else?
AJ, DeBansta.
Yeah, I agree.
From my BYU.
Yeah. Boozer's going to be a bust.
I think Derek Peterson is very much in that conversation. But because he was so in and out of lineups and was kind of all over the board, was he hurt? Was he not hurt? Was it cramps? Was it this? Was it that? Like, I think that just hurts a little bit. So AJ and what he can do.
Yeah. Armin, on the way out the door today, can you tell us about the pool culture out in Vegas with you and your wife? You were at New York. How was the pool scene?
It was great because it wasn't a great pool. And I'll explain this really quick. But the thing about pool culture in Vegas, as you know, is if you're at one of the big like day clubs or the really popular places that have DJs and a really great pool, it's going to cost you a lot of money to enjoy yourself, right? You're going to have to rent out space, get a cabana, all these things, right? The drinks, all this stuff. Where are we? We're at New York. Not an amazing pool, just a very kind of standard, basic one. It's a family hotel. There's a lot of families there, which means there are kids in the pool. So it's a pool no one thinks about saying, I have to be here. Why is that great? Didn't pay at all for chairs. Chairs are always available.
Nice.
I knew when the sun was coming out. They didn't care what we brought in. I'm not kidding you.
You could have wheeled in a cooler over your own shit?
Because there's a lot of moms going in there. They're not going to go through the bags and pull out Cheetos. They really didn't. They were just the kids there working the New York pool did not care. I brought in water every day. The guy told me as long as it's not glass, I really don't care. So you could have found a way to bring anything you want. And I'll be honest with you, for what I'm doing in life, I'm not going to clubs and day part, big DJ parties. I just want a place, to sit and to go in the pool, and it worked out perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you on that.
I wanted a place to go for 2 hours. I didn't have to commit a lot of time to a cabana. You buy a cabana, you're there for 8 hours. And you have a drink minimum. You have $35 drinks and all these things.
Oh, yeah, that's bad. So here's how you know, Butchie, if you're at a Bama-ass swimming pool at a public place. Does it have a silver aluminum triangle railing to get in and out of the pool? If it does, you're at a Bama pool.
Yes. Well, let me tell you. Yeah, but let me tell you, for instance, if you had ever taken the family, Butch, this is the exact type of place you want to be, because the kids will do what they want to do, which is go in the pool, and it's not going to cost you extra money, crazy amounts of thing. You can bring in your own snacks and water. So that you might hear from somebody, the New York pool is no good. No, for what your purposes are, they'd be great.
You know,
so,
Big Ten tournament's there in 2 years. The Final Four there, I think, is 2 years as well.
Are they playing at T-Mobile? Because it's also right next to T-Mobile, which was where the hockey tournament was. So there were so many hockey fans. There were so many Wisconsin, North Dakota fans at our hotel. I loved it.
Won't be warm enough for a pool at that time, but I'm sorry to say.
We also got good weather. The only problem is Zabe got me going on craps, so I kept checking those craps.
Dude, I turned Armin into a craps player. He's finding cheaper craps tables. He's seeking them out. He's going there. He's throwing points.
I went to Mr. X crap lesson. He said always play the pass line. But somewhere on the internet, I read the don't pass is a slight edge. And I don't know now. You know, I don't know whether to believe Mr. X.
Also a great way to get everyone at the table looking at you sideways like this asshole.
And you know I don't want that.
Right. You can't.
You know I don't want that.
You don't want that. All right. Butchie, Armin, I love you guys. I miss you guys both. It's great to connect. Butchie's Den on YouTube
is
a great place to get up to date on all of Butchie's world stuff, including stuff from Wisconsin and more. And Armin's going to start his own shit because you know what? A little TikTok of you talking about how good the New York pool was would have hit.
Would have hit.
Would have hit. You know, Armin's bargain pool review in Vegas could have gone around to various places. Put your phone in front of your face. Influencer culture. Let's go.
I gotta start thinking differently. Maybe you're right. Meanwhile, I have to make sure no trees.
Right now, you should be out there in all the flooded streets right now, just taking it in. Matter of fact, one of my best videos was when we got the snowstorm. All I did is put a ruler in the snow, and I got something like 5,000 views.
Damn. That's it?
Yeah.
And what did the ruler say?
We had 26 inches.
You have
I think you should use you should use your height too to make some sort of joke visual. Ruffle.
I could do tall takes.
Yeah, use your dick next time. Say we got this much snow.
Yeah, hey, I did do a live report from outside the hockey game in Vegas. Did you see that in my Hawaiian shirt?
I did.
Okay, that's something.
More. I take that back. The snow gave me 12,000 views on TikTok.
12,000.
Yeah. So right TikTok's there. Where it's at, huh? I don't
it
do
is.
TikTok.
Yeah, no, it's TikTok is where it's happening. Instagram is sort of lame, and nobody's on Facebook Reels except for your mom.
No, nobody.
Shout out to your mom. Okay. Butchie, Armin, love you guys. Miss you. Thanks for joining me today. We'll see you next time. Let's end on this. Tomorrow on the Zabecast, you're going to get my tableside conversation about the evolution of Las Vegas with VSIN's Gil Alexander, Mr. X, and Armin Sarian. It was a great conversation, and I think you'll enjoy it. It's been in the can for a couple weeks since we went out there to Zabe Vegas, but I think today be a good day to give it to you, subscribers. Tomorrow will be, because I'm seeing Charge, who's come to D.C., in part for business, but also to see a band that he really likes, downtown D.C., and I'm going to go with him on Thursday, so I'm not going to be around in the evening to record the typical Thursday night Zabecast with Scott and Solly. The band is called Holy Fuck. That's the name of the band. He says there is no lyrics, only music. He said it's kind of weird. You got to bring an open mind, otherwise you're probably going to hate it. Full review on that will come next week, but tomorrow for subscribers, you'll get the tableside conversation about Las Vegas, the evolution of it, what's good about it now, what's bad about it now, and where the city is heading. Also, at mybookie.com, don't forget, promo code is still Zabe, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. For new depositing players, you get a bet back bonus, which works as insurance for bets. With it, new players will receive a 100% refund up to $500 if their first bet loses. It is a 1X rollover plus $25 in casino credit. That's mybookie.com. Promo code Zabe, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. Thank you for listening. Spread the word. Rate and review. Leave a comment. Reach out to me via email. I always love hearing from listeners and getting your feedback. Thanks for listening. Have a great Thursday, and we will see you next time. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.